Hey, this is Beth from the Gunblog Variety Cast, reminding y'all that this podcast is a member of the Self-Defense Radio Network. Check out all the other great podcasts at selfdefenseradio.net.
You're listening to the Renzo Republic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the one, the only Remso Republic podcast. I'm your host, as always, Remso W. Martinez, broadcasting to you from the one and only Commonwealth of Virginia, coast to coast. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter if you haven't already. I'm at Remso101, R-E-M-S-O-101. Follow me there for all your news and updates. Go ahead and follow producer Ryan while you're at it. He's at Liberty Producer. He's got a cool tagline right there. For all those who have been hanging around with us for a while, welcome back. For all those new listeners, and I try and go at things this way. Every episode is someone's new episode, so I should just, you know, every episode is someone's first episode. I should go ahead and just go at it this way. Let me go ahead and just tell you kind of like what our mission is. It's super cheesy, ultra simple, kind of a ripoff, but gets straight to the point. It's this, and I'll go ahead and say it twice. Make freedom fun again. In case you didn't get that, it's make freedom fun again. You do you, I do me. We don't use the government as a violent middleman, and we could all be one giant happy American family. Economic liberty, individual liberty, personal responsibility, and oh, no one steals your stuff in the process. Easy stuff. You know what's not easy? Looking throughout the news throughout the day, so you don't have to, because I don't want you to, you know, basically rip out your fingernails by watching MSNBC or, you know, drinking a bottle of hydrogen peroxide each time Chris Cuomo says something stupid on CNN. A lot of you have been reaching out to me and you're like, you know, what really is fake news? Is it just people not, like, you know, is it just them like going like National Enquirer, like making stuff up? Or are they just like not looking at things? Because I know that media is lying in a sense, but what makes it really fake news? I'm glad you bring that up because, I mean, it takes different forms. But it's really kind of hard when it's just me doing it because I know I'm going to miss something. So I want to bring in our good old friend from Preuss Media and the Tim Preuss Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, Tim Preuss. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey man, it's great to be back. It's been like a week since we talked. So I'm happy to be here. Oh my God, fake news. Do not get me started. Although that's the whole subject of this thing. So I suppose you're going to go ahead and get me started, aren't you?
Well, let me go ahead and think of a different topic. Let me think. Oh, okay, Tim, I've got it. I've got the perfect topic. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What is fake news? I see what I did there.
That's actually a good question because they talk about it a lot, but it's rarely defined. In my mind, fake news is like if you're scrolling down like a regular website, you know, like if you're scrolling down the Blaze or BuzzFeed, it doesn't have to be liberal or conservative. But you see something off to the side that says, see these 10 pics that girls regretted taking. And then you click on it and it's just like, these aren't interesting at all. Or find out this surprising thing that this celebrity said. And you're like, oh, really? I want to know what that celebrity said. And
you click on it. You could lose 10 pounds doing this in 2 hours.
Right. And it's clickbait. It's fake news. There isn't anything that actually happened. They're just saying wild and outrageous things to get your attention so that you click on their page and hopefully click on some ads that are on their page. That's it. That's what I think of as fake news. And then, you know, since the election, we've gone into, well, fake news is any news outlet that says something or publishes something that is minorly untrue, you know, which does happen on occasion, like the Washington Post, for instance, said that Russia had hacked into the Vermont energy system and could turn off the whole, like, you know, all of our power, like the whole all of America's power from. They couldn't do that. And then that's not what happened. There was some guy who had his laptop at the Vermont energy company, and it had the same trolling, you know, I don't even know the word for it, the virus that was on Hillary's computer. So because his computer had the same virus that Hillary's computer had, they said, oh, this means that Russia can turn off all of America's electric system. That wasn't really the case. They went above and beyond. They assumed a lot of things and they had to issue a correction. But it was still somewhat true in that, yes, they had kind of gotten into our electric grid. So was it fake? We don't really know. Parts of it were fake. Parts of it were true. And there's a big gray area between like real news and fake news. Fake news, I can clearly see. Real news, it's hard though, you know?
Yeah, even going above and beyond just the clickbait articles, I mean, the biggest thing that pops to my mind is the Comey incident, where CNN is saying they have like a dozen anonymous resources, and then Comey basically comes out and he says, no, I gave these documents to a friend of mine who I said give it to these people. And then you have all these CNN journalists who are like, oh, I lied about the multiple sources, and then they get fired. Like, that is an explicit lie. But even, you know, another thing is just focusing on stupid crap that isn't even newsworthy. Like, I've been bringing it on for like 4 or 5 months now. They're still upset about Trump getting 2 scoops of ice cream at a gala and everyone else getting one. They'd rather focus on Trump having a very long handshake with President Macron of France instead of actually pointing out how he de-escalated Russian-American tensions in Syria and may have prevented World War III, potentially saving millions of lives. Don't talk about that. Talk about the handshake and the ice cream. Oh, and also talk about the fact that Donald Jr. brought up all those emails. At least he tweeted it out. We had to go raid Grandma Clinton's, you know, random country bathroom where we found her secret server that she lied about. But, you know, CNN's like, that's nothing. Like, they don't care about the stuff that's real. They lie about their sources. And then they go ahead and put something on the ticker tape that says, oh, sorry, we report fake news. They laugh. Because they want to make it seem like nothing. But honestly, I have more respect for the quote, journalists at BuzzFeed than I do for anyone at CNN.
Yeah, I don't. I question even the term journalist. Like, what does journalist mean at this point?
Or are they really objective?
Well, no. I mean, that's, I think, been clear from, you know, years and years and years ago that most journalists aren't objective. Most people who go to journalism school start off as liberals. So they're going to have that agenda, whether they know it or not. They have that agenda of trying to expose this kind of deep, dark underbelly of the conservative, you know, right. And that's fine. I'm okay with them exposing what Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort are doing. That's fine. But they completely neglect what Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were doing. Like, John Podesta and the Podesta group, it's a giant multi-million dollar valued lobbying group based out of Washington, D.C. And they have big ties to Russia. That's the story that they completely missed. Like, they're like, Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia, Trump and Russia. Wait a minute, guys. What about Hillary and Russia? Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Okay, so then you're not journalists, you know? And the other thing is, a lot of these journalists, they're not going to the streets. They're not finding news. They're not digging up interesting stories.
They're reading stuff other people are writing and then writing their opinion of what other people wrote.
Right. That's not a journalist. That's a blogger. Yeah. You know? Like, you know, a lot of the guys that are writing for CNN or the Washington Post or the New York Times or whoever, a lot of them are just bloggers. You're a blogger. Like, yeah, you get paid to blog and, you know, that's, you know, good for you. I mean, high five. Like, you get paid to do jack squat. But You're a blogger. You're not a journalist. A journalist is going to go out there and find real news stories and investigate things and get to the bottom of issues and then break an amazing story that is going to just turn the world on its head. That's not what actually happens for the most part.
Yeah, Tim, we're going to keep this conversation going, but first we've got to hit our first commercial break. Before I go to that, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, I can recommend a lot of books out there, especially when it comes to libertarianism. But here's the thing. They're either rehashing or retelling you what you all probably already know and have read a million times. But this book that I'm going to go ahead and recommend very highly that you go ahead and check out is called The New Patriot Manifesto. It's The New Patriot Manifesto. You're thinking, well, there are a bunch of books like that. Wrong. Eli Bowman, a writer at the Libertarian Republic, pundit, great guy. Here's what he's done. He's gone ahead and he's taken libertarian principles, and what he's doing is he's going out and reaching out to millennials, the new patriot, the new generation. I think they're calling the generation after the millennials the founders. It's kind of creepy, but what he's doing is he's going ahead and talking about, okay, let's talk about the gig economy. Let's talk about the surveillance state. Let's talk about voluntary association. What do you think about the Second Amendment? He covers a lot of different things that are aimed towards the challenges that the next generation is facing. What's the libertarian answer to AI? I don't know, but it's most likely in this book. Go ahead and check out The New Patriot Manifesto. You can go ahead and find the page on Facebook and definitely check it out on Amazon. It'll be out on November 24th. So go ahead and check out The New Patriot Manifesto by Eli Bowman. You will not regret it. Love it. And then let me know how you liked it. Folks, we'll be right back after this.
Let's make freedom fun again. Join the Rimso Republic on Patreon today.
Hey, that's really good.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Rimso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
It's time to shake up your podcast feed, folks, by subscribing to Lions of Liberty, the only libertarian variety show out there. Spend Mondays with me, Mark Claire, as I feature in-depth interviews with great names in the libertarian community and fun roundtable discussions.
Electric Liberty Land with me, Brian McWilliams, every Wednesday, your weekly dose of comedy, culture, and liberty.
And Felony Fridays with me, John Odermatt, where I expose injustice in the broken criminal justice system.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at lionsofliberty.com.
Make sure to visit libertarianwingmedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
America, remember the good old days. You know, like Jeff Sessions remembers. He remembers when the government could just seize your property without even taking you to trial. He thinks that you must be a degenerate because good people don't smoke marijuana. You know, like Barack Obama, or a sexual pervert like William Jefferson Clinton. I remember America.
Jeff Sessions, taking your stuff because he wants it.
Folks, welcome back to the program. We're going to continue our conversation from earlier. So, Tim, what we did was we basically talked about the different examples of fake news. We also discussed, the problem of journalism. Now, I always tell people that I'm not a journalist. For the most part, when it comes to my writing, I'm typically a blogger. I am a political commentator. I will write long op-eds. I've been published at the Libertarian Republic, Freedom Works, the Media Research Center, Newsbusters, The Blaze, Being Libertarian, a whole bunch of places over time. I write commentary. I give my opinion. I give analysis of that opinion, so that way you're not just reading, let's say, a very fancy Facebook post or, you know, a Twitter tweet on steroids. I give commentary. I'm also an advocacy journalist. I have gone and investigated things, hoping to prove my bias. And when it doesn't prove my bias, I state it. When it came to the CWA worker protest, I came in saying, these guys are just a bunch of union thugs. They want a whole bunch of stuff. No, turns out CWA union protesters have a lot to actually talk about, and they should be taken seriously. Stuff like that. I'm an advocacy journalist. I put my bias up front, and when I go investigate, I'm trying to prove that, just like anyone else. My biggest thing is I don't think people understand the difference between being a journalist and being a commentator. I think, you know, I don't think there are any journalists at Fox News, for one. I don't think there are any journalists at CNN. So my question is this. Do you think that these people calling themselves journalists who are actually commentators, do you think they know what they're doing and they're just playing a giant scam? Or do you think that they just believe they're so right and true about things that in their minds they are actually being honest to God journalists?
I think a lot of them went to school for journalism and then got hired by a news company to be a quote unquote journalist. And then they never actually questioned, well, is what I'm doing actually journalism? You know, like you are upfront about it. You're like, I'm a political commentator. Like you're not going out there and finding the news. You're seeing the news and then commenting on it, which is perfectly fine. But you don't call yourself a journalist. I think that because they went to school for journalism and then got hired by a news company, they assume that they are now journalists.
It's and like people that go to law school and get a law degree, but they don't ever use their law degree. But, oh, I'm a lawyer because I have a law degree. And you're not even barred.
Right. Like, you're not a lawyer. You're a legal assistant. You know, it's like, come on. What are we talking about here? Yeah, no, I don't think many of them have even really had that question asked. And so many of them live in a very kind of controlled bubble. Like, you and I cannot actually get in contact with these kinds of people. They are so cut off from the rest of America. You live in Virginia. I live in Wisconsin. They live only, like, almost solely in New York or Washington, D.C. That's it. That's where all of your Fox News and your CNN and your MSNBC, they are New York City or Washington, D.C. They don't know what the rest of America is like. So how can you, how can you expect them to have the right perspective and give us news that is, I mean, Fox News actually removed their slogan, fair and balanced. Thank God, about time, because they're not fair and balanced, but neither is CNN and neither is MSNBC. And we're stuck in this mess, this big, like, sticky mess of organizations, of press companies that propose to give us news. That's not the case. They don't give us the news. They give us a story from their perspective. And then another organization will give us the same story from a different perspective. And I'm sitting over here, and I know a lot of people listening are sitting around saying, I don't care what your perspective is. I just want to know what's happening. How can we find that? It's harder and harder for me, you know, like I'm doing more or less the same thing you're doing, where I just talk about the news, and it's hard for me to find news and just be able to trust what is in the story. Can I believe what's in the story? New York Times has published completely fake stuff in the past. They've published lies in the past. So the next time, here's Jared Kushner's emails. Are those actually his emails? Are those things he actually said? Until he verifies it, I don't know. And it's like
what we were talking about with Scotty Nell Hughes a while back, how when those emails – well, actually, before those emails were leaked, she was going around saying that Charles Payne had been sexually assaulting her for years. And then you find out when the emails are finally leaked, oh, no, she was just really hot and bothered and wanted to advance her job.
Right. Yeah. It's just, you know, what is real? What is fake? It's harder and harder to tell. So I think that at this point, I just have to, I personally, if there's a news story that interests me, I'll find it from 5 or 6 different sources, like the same story, and I'll read all 5 or 6 of them and then try to get, okay, well, here are the things that they all agree on. If they all agree on these things, then that's the truth. The rest of it, we'll kick that off to the side because I don't care about their biases. I just want to know the truth. And then if I know the truth, then I can do a podcast. But if I know I have a bunch of fake stuff, something that's just been spun, then I'm going to do a podcast based on something that has nothing to do with reality. And that makes me look like a jackass.
You know, it's funny, though, like even before the whole fake news thing became a thing, I remember arguing with people growing up and they're like, well, you know, I saw it on the Colbert Report and The Daily Show. Like, even when it comes to just liberals, like they openly love fake news. The Daily Show and the Colbert Report, they were freaking fake news. They're pundits, comedians on Comedy Central, and their job isn't to report the news. Their job is to make you laugh.
Yeah, I don't know how that's surprising.
The Naked News in Mexico, which I can neither confirm nor deny I've seen, from what I hear from people that I can confirm have seen it, tell me that they give actual news compared to what we see here.
Yeah, the fact that liberals won't actually, like, you know, I mean, that's something that I think more people need to kind of take into account is that a lot of people, like millions of people, were watching The Daily Show and The Colbert Report to get their news. Like, those people, whether they knew it or not, they were getting their news from Comedy Central. It's a satire show. Like, it's not the news. That's Jon Stewart. You know, for better or worse, he's a comedian. Yeah. But people tuned in. People like to laugh. And they may have been somewhat misinformed, but what's the alternative? The alternative is them what? Watching Family Guy? Like,
that will openly say they turned the channel to Fox News and put it on mute just to see the women.
Well, that's creepy. Yeah. Because you can just turn on Pornhub. By the way, today's sponsor is Pornhub.com. You know, but like, strange.
We don't even want, like, news. I just think to wrap it up, we don't even want news.
I think people do want news. I think people do want to be informed. They want to hear about things, and they want to be spoken to honestly. And that's what a lot of commentators don't get, is that honesty is the key. The one thing Howard Stern offered to his audience was honesty. So I'm honest. I know you. I know you are honest. We're not going to try to spin things. We're just going to try to tell things as we see them. And that's something that you're not going to get from a giant news conglomerate like Fox News or CNN or any of the other big guys out there. So it's up to us as independent podcasters or bloggers or whatever you want to call us. It's up to us to tell the truth. And I think people will, in the end, tune into us.
Speaking of the information spin, I want to go ahead and talk about the InfoWars, the war for your mind, right after this commercial break. Folks, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey, it's Jen Gray with the Leading Liberty Podcast, and you're listening to Remso Republic.
Visit RemsoRepublic.com for all available content.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
These hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker.
Is them yelling at you.
Them yelling at me at Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This what? Large lady with, like, tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over, engine trouble, and what happened? I don't know.
Seriously, though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing, and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out preusspodcast.com for more. That's preusspodcast.com.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced Cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Commons is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcasts and Logging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Well, hello again, America. It's me, Jeff Sessions, and I just thought that I would update you on what we in the Justice Department are doing for you. First off, we just passed a law that allows us to just have a little look-see, and you know, in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., to ensure that the Metro Rail system is safe. Now, I know you're thinking this goes against not just the intent, but the actual wording of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, but that's only because you're reading it in English. You gotta squint your eyes and look at it in like an ancient Sumerian text in the super secret part of the Constitution that we don't let you public read. So until next time, America, we're gonna keep you safe. Not free, safe.
Because that's what really matters.
All right, folks, we're at the bottom of the show. Gonna wrap things up in about 5 minutes, but there's a little bit of loose ends I want to cover. We talked about the problems with the media, especially when it comes to the coastal mentality. They ignore flyover country. We know that a lot of these journalists are just commentators at best, measly bloggers who don't even do their job well at worst. And when it comes to which news outlet you're gonna go to, it's just one echo chamber or another. So, Tim, this is, you know, now, but by the time people listen to this, this will be a little while back. Alex Jones launched a new series called Flyover America with one of his new employees, one of his new female journalists. And I think her name is Millie Weaver. And yes, that is her name. And the whole purpose of that show is for her to go and talk to real people around the country. And I know this isn't staged because I went on her Facebook page for the show. And they straight up tell you where they're going to be, where you can find them, and what times they'll be there. So that way, actual people, anybody off the street, can just go talk to them and tell them their story of their life and stuff. And when you look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, this is InfoWars. And then you look at InfoWars again. These past 7 months, it's hard to say that Alex Jones has been wrong. He was right about the gay frogs, which freaks me the hell out. He's been right about so much more, the Megyn Kelly thing.
and the other stuff that I feel kind of awkward bringing up. But I'm just curious, Tim, Alex Jones, the new face of honest journalism?
No, no way. Alex Jones sensationalizes things for the sake of sensationalizing them. Alex Jones.
But there's a war for your mind, Tim.
Oh, yeah, there's a war for your mind. And then you know, buy the go to InfoWarsLife.com, you know, to buy your goofy InfoWars supplements.
I got my super male vitality after having a steak and working out last night. Just went, ah, new world order.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, and I know whereof I speak. Like, I've watched like whole like 4 or 5 or 6 hour streams of InfoWars. So I know. I know David Knight, I know Millie, I know Owen, I know Alex, obviously, you know, like I know what they're putting out, and it's entertaining. A lot of it is true. It's like it's not, you know, it's not necessarily wrong, but it's also completely sensationalized. You know, like they talk about, you know, they had Roger Stone on there. And this was
also
ago.
Getting his new show, apparently, his own show.
Well, you know, that's Roger. But, you know, he was like, I'm in contact with a former congressman who has deep, dark secrets about something going on in the government. And he's on his deathbed and I'm going to talk with him now. And then Alex Jones is saying, oh, tell me where and when to be. I'm going to jump on a flight right now. Nothing ever came of it because it wasn't real. Like, there are real things that InfoWars and Alex Jones report.
Like the gay frogs.
I haven't investigated the gay frogs.
Take my word for it. The frogs are gay. I didn't want to admit it, but when even Ben Shapiro is like, oh my gosh, Alex Jones was right about the gay frogs. Like, you know that you can't really argue with that.
I don't know about the frogs. I mean, you know,
frogs are gay, Tim.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
They're gay and they're here to stay.
All right. The frogs are gay and Millie Weaver is a babe. We'll agree to, you know, on that. If you can take mine, I'll take yours.
Deal.
So, but it's like, there are some things that are so overhyped and so over sensationalized that it makes it hard to believe the things that are actually true. Like, Alex Jones says true things, but you have to take it with a grain of salt because he's more or less, in that grain, he's more or less like CNN or Fox News in that they're going to tell you one story to get you tuned in, and then once you're tuned in, they're going to tell you the bland story that's actually reality.
Yeah, cannot disagree with that. Cannot disagree with that. But, Tim, we could cover this on the live show next time. For now, we've got to kind of close up shop. If people want to tune into the show and check out everything you're doing at PreussPodcast.com, how could they do so?
They can go to PreussPodcast.com.
Bam! Why didn't I think of that?
Right. PreussPodcast.com. Or just search for Tim Preuss, Preuss on Google. I pop right up and then you can find the Facebook and the Twitter and our iTunes and Stitcher pages and all of that kind of stuff.
Outstanding. Tim, as always, take care, bud.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Folks, there's a war for your mind and life is already terrifying. So you might as well get some opinions from me and have some fun in the process. And check out Tim's show, PreussPodcast.com. You know how the internet works, kids. As always, go ahead, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. And if you can't find the app or network of your preference, go ahead and go to RemsoRepublic.com. That's RemsoRepublic.com/podcast. We've got everything for you right there. We did all the work, so you didn't have to. As always, be good to your neighbor. Go treat yourself a little bit and tune in next week, America. I'm Remso W. Martinez. Good night.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?